This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? Welcome to the DJV program. That music sounds like we're bringing in like a new show right from the universe of Doug Steffen. Here comes Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to keep you up to date on what's going on. Jay, I would like to post a question if we can do that on our, I know we can, on social media. Would it be better if we had more training? We've had this conversation, but one wonders, would better training prevent police killings? I think we've been back and forth on a couple of things today, this week, this month, this year. It seems like forever the conversation and the controversy have been going on, and there are different things that erupt in these conversations, but there are a lot of advocates around for, for reforming police training, and they say that current programs overemphasize the violent aspects of policing at the expense of other really important skills, critical skills that officers need. And then there's the whole business about, you see in the training manuals basic rules for gun safety and how to handle this situation, but I think that it struck me when I saw it. I was trying to think, okay, what else do police do? And we've talked a lot here about how there are too many responsibilities, too many things expected from a police officer in this day and age.
I think if we do more training, and I think there's always room for more training, because I think there's always room to do better and better and better, right? That's constantly the thing that we strive for. So I think that's one piece of it. But I think we should do some community training as well, because by and large, most people get into bad situations with the police when they run or they don't comply. And that I think, it's the bottom line. I think we have to have accountability at the police level, but also at the community level. He'd be one of them too, that tried to resist and run. But Dante Wright, who was, engaged with that police officer who mistook her firearm for her taser. That thing got out of hand because he started to run. Everything was fine. It was routine traffic stop until he freaked. And so,
but procedurally, though, I've seen so many cops on TV talking about, like, going through what she did, and she did so many things wrong. She left the car running. She left the keys in the car. She handcuffed him next to the open
driver's door. She didn't. The black officer who was there that it did it.
Right, but procedurally, I'm saying the whole thing, when it was, all of it was wrong. And so if she was the training officer, why didn't she... a lot of people are asking the questions, well, if she was there and she was the training officer, why didn't she tell the other guy, you're not supposed to cuff him next to an open door in a running car? Turn the car off so he doesn't flee. You take him to the back of the car where he's there, then supposed
That's
to cuff
him. That's all true. But all of that isn't some of the story, why did he choose to run? I mean, I know we're always talking about what the police officer should have done, but
we're
why
talking about
did
training,
he choose to
so,
run?
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
you're grabbing your taser. I mean, that's on the opposite side. It's backwards so that... if you're right-handed, you're crossing your body. That has to be.
But what's happening right now, and I still contend that this is what happened in that story, it's just my gut, it's just my opinions. Take it for the whatever it's worth. But I think there is so much pressure on police in Minneapolis right now. They are afraid to police. They're afraid to touch anybody. And so when this guy, so instead of taking him down physically, which is what the next progression, that would have been the next progressive step to be, because they're afraid of doing that, you can tell in her voice she was wigged out. She was freaked. She went for the wrong thing. I don't believe for a second that was intentional or racist.
I think she was shocked.
So because there's all this pressure
that would indicate that she was aiming. She was crazy.
There's all this pressure on the police and all of this fear within the black community. We need to knock it off. There's a million other stories where if people had just complied with officers, that they could have taken an arrest. Did it suck? Yeah. Maybe is it warranted? Maybe not. You can make that argument. But taking an arrest is a whole lot better than having your family pick out a coffin for you. I mean, it's no joke. Train officers. Do better with the training. I think it should be ongoing training for police officers. officers.
Let's see what
we've
got
to start training the community as well to deal with police officers.
Think about this. So, one thinking about some of the reports that there aren't enough police. You hear that in New York a lot. Hear it more in Los Angeles, actually, for a large city.
Well,
there,
they defunded
we don't
the police, and now crime's up 300%.
Yeah, and so, but then there are those, the population people are looking at the stats and seeing something in my mind that is good. But this becomes controversial in and of itself. The fact that our population has, quote-unquote, only grown by 7% over the past 10 years, that's the smallest increase for 100 years. This info is coming, a lot of census info is being released now from last year's census taking. And so wondering outside the box and inside what it is that creates the concern, especially when the economy is heating up as it is. Okay, so why is that? Is it because we had so many illegal immigrants coming into the country? We have this, all this new population. We have a growth. But yet the numbers don't really stack up. We have 331 million people that live in this country. I can remember in my lifetime when the population of the country was around 200 million, actually maybe a little bit less. So that's just in my lifetime. You see these huge increases in the population. Is it good for business? Yeah, it's fabulous. Building homes, buying cars, getting clothing, selling groceries, whatever. All that stuff is great for the economy, but is it good for our salvation, for our existence? For, I saw something in the plane when I was traveling out to L.A. on Saturday morning about what is going to happen to our population and where are we going to go. That was basically the premise set up. And in our lifetime, will there be people who will move to Mars, or will there be in the next 100 years the technology to send large groups of people to other planets that are just like ours? And I'm thinking, well, good God, but are we're ruining the planet. I mean, there's no question in one way or another. And this is not about the environment. It's just we are making a mess. We make a mess out of things as human beings. And so, the people who are worried about declining birth rate, I'm thinking about my children and my daughter will have one child and that's it. That's all she can have. And my son maybe will have a child or two. And so they're not contributing. But you look at some of these other places where the population is exploding. India, good God. And, then there's the measuring of the fertility rate in companies. And we've talked about that here, how the fertility rate is way off. And why is that? There are any number of reasons. I think we always talk about men and how, silly things like if you ride a bicycle or you put your, this is not silly, you put your device in your pants.
That's
not going to do much
problem
for your sperm. Yeah.
That's a huge problem. And that's, there
but is having slow population growth a huge problem, Victoria, in general? Thinking about there's
depends,
an upside
to
less growth, I think there is. Anyway, go ahead.
At this point, one in five women in their 30s now struggle with fertility. And a lot of that is not necessarily just on the women, it's on the men. And, men have had, men under 40 have had 20 years, maybe 25 years of cell phones in their pockets. That has a huge impact. And in the environmental stuff that we all deal with, that we all grew up with, hormones and food and things like that. And it's just, I think that it's not surprising that, look, IVF treatment, which a lot of my girlfriends have used or are using currently, it's expensive. You have to drop $20,000 right away. And then,
yeah,
it's not a guarantee. And it's
mm-hmm.
very emotional. It's a long process. And, you're lucky if you get, one kid out of it. So it's not really surprising that the population growth is stalling. It's just,
But is it good or bad? What's the judgment?
Well,
is it good that the birth rate is declining?
I don't care. Honestly, I don't want kids, Lewis, and I don't want
but
kids.
But I'm not
I don't
thinking
care.
About the personal side.
He's talking about
planet, Lewis or not. He's,
yeah,
he's
what about the planet?
The planet?
Yeah,
well,
right.
Fewer people is better for the planet.
Yeah. In
but,
general, you're not going to have children with Jeff, right?
Probably not, no.
Yeah,
but he's got two, so,
yeah.
There's that, mm-hmm. but... I don't know. I think that, yeah, the planet is crowded, but certainly you need to have enough people to take care of us as we all get older. So, you know, it is concerning, I can imagine, when they see a slowing of a population growth.
Jay, what about you? Are you planning to have more children?
To be determined. I really hated being pregnant. Really hated it. It's not for everyone.
Yeah, no.
But I would like back to have a sibling, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think it's tough to have just one child. I know my daughter thinks about it, and they've thought about all kinds of things. They adopt somebody, and then they, you know, they because Brendan and Megan are so close, their families will be intertwined. So, you know, if there are children that come along there, then on Brendan's side, that'll be a big help to the family dynamic. Anyway, I think this is good food for thought. I think that one of the things that some of these people are looking at, we are in a cold war with China. China has a huge population, three times what we have. And so will that factor into their ability to, quote unquote, control the world? If you don't think people are thinking about it that way, they are. The more we have, the larger population we have, the more we can confront China. You're never going to beat China. Never. And never going to beat India. And so I think that's kind of a specious argument. Can you imagine, there was a book that was written called 1 Billion Americans, what it would be like if there were 1 billion people crawling around this country? Three times more than there are now? Good God. 17 after the hour. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. What do you believe in terms of anything, any part of your life? You have balance in your life. There's a I'm very proud of some of the other, the extracurricular work that I do, like the show that runs on the network and a lot of these stations at points during the week and on the weekend called Your Hidden Power. It's all about things that need to be balanced, or it would be good to balance in your life. As a matter of fact, the current podcast of Your Hidden Power, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, focuses on feng shui. Have all of you built your homes or built your... Jay, you know what feng shui is? Most of us.
Oh, yeah. I've tried. I have such an issue with our master bedroom because there's so many doors. There's two doors to the outside.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful of the energy. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, check
horrible.
Out how to use feng shui on Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, 21 after the hour.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID, That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Jay's in charge of social media. What is trending with regard to Justin Bieber, the former Worm, and his dreadlocks? Why is he wearing them to begin with, I guess, is the question. Whether he had why did he have them before, and why does he have them now?
That is the big question online. So, yeah, he had dreadlocks a while back, and people came hard for him. They thought that he educated himself on cultural appropriation, but now he's on vacation with his wife, Haley Baldwin, well, Haley Bieber, and he's sporting the dreadlocks again. So people are coming for him on Twitter. Some are saying, I know you can do better. It's really disappointing seeing you with dreads. I thought you educated yourself.
Bieber why is it bad for him to have? But why is it bad for him to have dreadlocks?
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, right. It's not a good look for white people to have dreads.
Why?
No, Jay, seriously. You can take this one. I feel like we've explained this a lot.
Why does it have to be that black people own dreadlocks? Why? Well, what does that mean?
It's just about owning dreadlocks. It's knowing the history of where it came from and how many black people had dreadlocks were.
Because I don't know where they came from.
We've gone back to this argument before. But don't we think that this is celebrating something? I mean, he's obviously not doing something that makes him look like crap or that he hates. He's doing something that he appreciates, right? Mm-hmm. So wouldn't it be looked at as somebody who's appreciating a style rather than mocking?
Things that I've always questioned. What's the line between appropriation and appreciation? I know that some of the people that are saying online referring to it as appropriation are also that black members of society who had dreadlocks were always judged and had prejudices against them, not just because of the color of their skin, but the fact that they had dreadlocks.
The Crown Act in every state. It's ridiculous. There's no protection for natural hair in a lot of states, and you can be fired from your job if you're black. Meaning under the law. The Crown Act is something that is not a federal law. It's passed by certain states
where you can wear your natural hair. Yeah, if you're working for somebody, they don't like it, they can fire you.
Yes.
Well, they can fire you no matter what.
Women of color had to straighten their hair, had to soften and straighten their hair with all these different chemicals and stuff because their bosses, quote unquote, did not like what they called black hair.
The bosses are
For Justin Bieber to be able to just go and like wear dreads and think it's cool and put it on Instagram, it's rubbing salt in a deep wound. So do people get canceled if they're people of color who don't have naturally straight hair? Do they get canceled for straightening their hair now? they've had to straighten their hair.
No, but so, what if they do it now? Now that it's not cool to do that anymore and embrace natural hair, do they get canceled?
In some states, no. In some states, you still have to straighten your hair. It's part of a dress code.
Where?
Nobody enforces that.
Or schools. I have a black girlfriend who has literally been sent home from her job because her hair. She let her hair go natural and didn't straighten it.
Time for a new job.
I mean, that's okay. Well,
what
you could say,
what's the job?
She's a lawyer, and she actually had to sue the company for it, and the company won because it was not protected under law. This is a much bigger issue, you guys, than just Justin Bieber wanting to wear dreads. It's a much bigger issue.
It brings it to the surface. I'm happy to have a conversation about it because I don't know a lot of
these stories about discrimination. Schools have dress codes against natural hair as well. I mean, it's really a much bigger issue than we're being kind of cavalier about it. It's a much larger issue for a lot of, especially
black
people.
But why is it an issue? Why is it an issue? Because people are ignorant. They don't even know what the story of the, you educated me here in the last couple of minutes about why it is a problem, what the historical reference is to it. And, now my interest is piqued in what is the law and why would it be, so strongly defended. In a manner of speaking.
I want to know about your friend's employer. Let's call that person out on the air. Let's get names. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't seem appropriate at all.
That's
a national news story.
But there are some things.
That happens.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be wearing those. If you were running a grinder, or you're in a shop, where you're making products that get long hair, no matter whether dreadlocks are long hair, that's unsafe. So that's something that makes sense. But other than that, just because you don't like the looks of him? No, I don't.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. Politics and award shows don't sit well with Americans. Sunday night's Oscars audience dropped to an all-time low on ABC, down 60% from a year ago. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are basically three types of law enforcement agencies: local, state, and federal. Local law enforcement agencies include police and sheriff's departments. State agencies include state or highway patrol. Federal agencies include FBI and the Secret Service. Former North Carolina Congressman and Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News police reform could have been accomplished by now if it hadn't been blocked by Democrats politicizing America's policing reform under the Trump administration.
President Trump brought in community leaders, law enforcement together last summer. It was a beautiful thing. I was there in the room when he brought these folks together and said, we can actually get police reform done. But what happened is the Democrats started making it a lot more not only politically important to their side, they started siding with the leftist activists. It's taken him 100 days to show his true colors that he's against law enforcement. He's not willing to stand up for the men and women in blue.
As some politicians are demanding to defund the police, crime is spiraling out of control in major cities across America. Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
To me, you cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places. You cannot have true justice when a young kid can get stopped for an expired tag and then end up getting shot.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, indeedy. Here we are back again at 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan here trying to make sense of the universe. We are at the absolute zenith of our magnificence. Have you noticed that lately? Ladies, we're really right there.
Where are we? Where? Where's the map?
We are at the zenith. I love these words. Zenith, apex is another great word, don't you think? When you being Doug Steffen, being Jennifer Horn, being Victoria Keenan, being Jay Kirshner is really a blessing. All of you, the three of you, all of us, actually, have a kind of neat place here. A lot of people would like to be where we are, and they think, at least on the outside, wow, this is great. These people are so famous. They have this radio program. They're all over the place. You know, we're just pretty much average people who have a good mind and the ability to express ourselves. And I guess it's just, I like to encourage people to express themselves. That's kind of what this is all about. It's an old song. Who did that? Phil. Who did Express Yourself? Do you remember that? Phil's
Madonna.
Really good when it comes in. No, there's one that's older than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one I'm looking for.
It's an R&B song. Maybe you can find it. It's just, I love the fact that I've been always able to express myself. Sometimes I've stuck my, I still do, stick my foot in my mouth. But it's okay. You know, I have no fear. Maybe that's a problem. I have no fear of expressing myself, of telling people what I think. Oftentimes I do it. I have some business partners who have been after me yesterday. Tucker and I had a very serious conversation. Tucker's the actor that I talk about all the time, who's my business partner with my son and one other fellow and my lawyer in this cannabis project that we're working on. And I was holding back. And Tucker said, I know you're not telling me everything. And I said, well, I don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I want you to know. And he said, no, this is important for us to be able to talk and actually tell each other what it is that we're thinking. And you know what? He's right. If you are in a marriage or you're at a place, if you're at the, we were just talking about dreadlocks and stuff. And that's what I was thinking about, how it is that people don't express themselves. So you're wanting to know. I think that athletes who wear, I mean, I go back to when I was a kid and everybody was required to have a certain haircut. If you want to play baseball for my team, this is how you look. And now you look at, and a lot of the players, football players, basketball, well, not so much basketball, because they can't have long hair and play, but football. It isn't that I object to it. It just looks ridiculous in my mind. But it is. Victoria would be happy to tell us it's a cultural thing, and I guess it is. And maybe it's an age thing, too.
I think it is a generational thing, yes.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Remember, baseball players couldn't have any facial hair.
Yeah.
This is not black, white, brown. It
don't the Yankees still
everybody.
Have that?
Yes, thank God. Because there are a lot of people that look like they have pigeons living in their face.
I know.
And
yeah,
I don't know how they see. The Dodgers have this guy who my dad says he's got like a ski slope on his face because the hair, it extends so far. And he's a pitcher. Like, how do you even see over your beard to throw the ball? It's
yeah.
crazy.
I see it as a mega problem, but I must be the only one who does. All right, let's get to the latest Johnson & Johnson thing. Emergent. Victoria, will you refresh us as to what Emergent was? It was a government contractor, Emergent BioSolutions. Stock has been played here. What's the scoop?
Oh, yeah. So Emergent is, it's a company that actually produces the vaccine.
Right.
So it's the
it
production
makes it.
Line.
The literal,
so, yeah,
they take
it literally
the formula
makes
from the other guys
it.
And they make it. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So when Johnson & Johnson creates a vaccine or anybody, you know, they create that in the lab and then they have the formula and then they send the formula to a company like Emergent BioSolutions and then they do the mass production. So the interesting thing about Emergent is that after the J&J vaccine got put on pause, and then 15 million doses of the vaccine were tainted because of, you know, production problems at this plant. We now know there's a whole lot of stuff with Emergent going way back, that they've got a lot of violations and they have untrained people and unsanitary conditions. It's kind of a mess. So I don't even know why Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, why they chose Emergent to produce their vaccines, but mm-hmm. they did. So now the latest is Emergent has had, obviously because of all the bad publicity, they ruined 15 million doses of J&J. So their stock has fallen from mid-February to until now. It was at $125 a share. It's dropped more than 50%. It's now only worth $62 a share. Naturally, you would think, okay, well, the CEO and the executives who run the company, they've also lost half of their worth, you know, in terms of the stock price. Not so much, though, because Robert Kramer, who is Emergent's chief executive, sold more than $10 million worth of stock in the company in January and early February. Now, what did he know that the rest of the world didn't know? That's the question. And this is not the first time, by the way, that this has happened with him and this company. Back in 2016, he made a huge sale of Emergent stock, and right after that, it turns out that they had promised the stockholders that there was going to be this huge government order for anthrax, for an anthrax vaccine. I don't know why in 2016 we needed an anthrax vaccine, but anyway, that was what that's what they told the stockholders that was coming. Turns out the order was a lot smaller than what the analysts anticipated. The stock price had fallen dramatically. And so, but at that point, all of the, you know, the CEO and the major executives, they had already sold off a lot of stock, so they made out okay. And that turned into a major lawsuit.
Did they know? Like, the obvious question here is, what did they know?
Well, clearly, yeah. So they denied knowing anything, but then they later agreed to a $6.5 million settlement. They paid their investors off. Now, after, you know, this, now this is just Cramer, the CEO. He basically, if he had sold his shares right now, he would make $5.5 million, but he sold them off in early February and made $10 million. So the timing is very suspicious. So he's,
well,
he's
would there be
again
sabotage
the
here? Are we talking, are we suggesting that there's some sort of sabotage? It was purposeful?
No, I think it's just inside information. I don't think it's sabotage.
How did they know the stuff was going to go bad? That's my question. How did they know that it was going to go bad? How
would
they know
that?
Well,
it didn't go bad. They ruined it.
But they ruined it. But okay,
yeah, they ruined it.
They ruined it. But how would they know way back then that they were going to have this big batch that was ruined?
Well,
isn't that a question?
I think that the batch may have been ruined earlier before it actually went public.
Floating around.
So, I think the timing is way too suspicious. First of all, this guy has not made a major cash out since 2016, and now it happens? It's just, I don't know. It feels like it's very suspect timing. So we'll see what happens with it, but I don't know why this company keeps getting these big government contracts.
I don't
get it.
Well, there must be somebody inside, somebody knows somebody. That's how it always happens. Okay, let's go one step further here. I noticed today that there is a study which basically throws cold water on the rule to distance indoors. You know, the whole business about 6 feet away. And didn't Fauci say a month or two ago, well, maybe 3 feet is enough. But now, this study that's out of MIT today says this is all nonsense. It doesn't make the risk of exposure to COVID in indoors is minimal to non-existent. So after all of this time and all of the focus on distancing, the mask, all that other stuff, this MIT study finds that staying 6 feet apart indoors does nothing to stop the spread of COVID. Absolutely.
Well, early studies, you know, very early on, when they were testing how far droplets, you know, can spread, it was 28 feet.
Right, I remember.
So
it was long.
The 6 foot thing, I never understood where that came from. Because any virologist will tell you, well, no, the droplets can travel 28 feet minimum in the air, so I don't get it. Ventilation seems to be the most important thing. If you're indoors and you've got a lot of ventilation, can be next to someone,
but
and
think
that
about
seems
it.
To be the right
that's all
way to
great.
Do it.
But think about everybody who lost their business this year. In California, 35% of businesses
people couldn't
out.
Go.
Because people couldn't.
And restaurants that couldn't open because they couldn't do distancing. It's nonsense.
Right.
And back again to this whole craze of control. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and a lot of counties in Los Angeles County, Ventura County, many counties in California. So outdoor dining shut down the day before Thanksgiving.
That's ridiculous.
So, why? Yeah. I mean, why? Yeah. Why did this happen?
Well, not
why?
Enough people have questioned this either. People go along.
People
get
questioned
along.
It, but we're recalling our governor because he didn't care what people questioned. He said it's my way or the highway, and so our governor's being recalled for it.
It's time.
There has
for
never
some
been a
changes.
Single case of COVID that has been linked to outdoor dining. Not one in the entire country.
Now they're saying indoor dining is okay. Now they're saying the distancing isn't an impact. There was another study that was buried by, I think it was Stanford, that said that the masks have no impact, especially the ones people wear.
I've
the
seen
cloth
that too,
impacts.
Yeah.
That has no impact on people spreading
it's all a sociological thing. It's also psychological. But basically, it doesn't make any. This study suggests doesn't make any difference whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet apart. It doesn't make any difference. But it does also. It talks about ventilation, Victoria, and that's how important that is. The bigger variable
is
the
real key. Yep.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, according to this MIT research paper, the rule, based on an outdated understanding of how the virus moves. We understood at the beginning, but these things became more apparent as we moved along. And, you know, now what they're the criticism here is of the World Health Organization. That's what the MIT paper says. It's all over the Boston newspapers today. I'm sure it'll float
Which
around.
Is still why
soon.
We question why we're back in that organization again when they screw this up.
Well, I think we need to be running that organization.
Right.
But
if
we're not
going to be there,
then,
we better run it or we better get the hell out of it.
We have to have a lot more
full.
Control instead.
You think that China's going to give us control? China's so dialed into the World Health Organization. Forget it.
Well, they've really
got
somebody.
It's a waste of money.
It may be. Maybe right. Yeah, I think there's a good question there, Jennifer. Speaking of questions, why do you sneeze? I got into this with Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors on the DGV health program, and is on this program with us all the time. As a matter of fact, here in a few minutes. Why is it that we sneeze? I had this episode of sneezing 14 times, so I asked Jack, why did I have that? And we talked about it and what it is that repeats, what causes to repeat sneezes. I'm not going to tell you what the answer is. You can get the answer by listening to the DGV Health Show podcast with Jack Stockwell. That's at DGV Health Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, so here we are at 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. So we were just talking off the air, given the stuff of the MIT study. Why was it that nobody was wearing a mask at the Oscars? I had little use of the Oscars, so I didn't watch them. But I did see
alone.
You looking around the room.
They're boring.
Yeah, it was an awful
Well, they show. Explained, though, to answer your question, though, Regina King opened the show and explained that they were following the same, like, movie set protocols. So yeah. Everyone had been tested and tested again, and then a lot of people are already vaccinated. And then when they weren't on camera or on the stage, then the masks were on. It went back and forth. So they were following, you know, however they're shooting movies now, it was all the same protocol.
Well, I think what's going to happen now, given that MIT study, hopefully it'll get a lot of press and attention, depending on what the control freaks in places like the New York Times or CNN have going for them. But there'll be an openness about this and an open discussion about masks, or more to the point right now of this whole business about you can't be closer to people. It apparently is all nonsense. So Jack is going to love that. When we get to that, it's 10 before the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Continue his inspirational progress on the air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is a part of DJV Health. Dr. Jack is a well-known and respected Nooka chiropractor, one of the West Coast's finest, as it turns out. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City, which most people know after listening to his program with a great deal of attention. One of the things on our mind, we have a couple of things, but first, Victoria is back to wanting to know why we sneeze. Her husband sneezes. So I know that's part of our most recent
incapable of not sneezing less than five times.
Yeah.
Well, right. You know, where do you live? New York City. What's trapped in New York City is the
well, actually,
no,
she lives down the Jersey Shore now.
Oh,
you think there'd be a lot of free blowing air in there.
So he's just started, this just started on the Jersey Shore?
No, it's his whole life. No, his whole life. He grew up in Queens, but it is his whole life. He cannot, he's incapable of sneezing fewer than five times. It's always five.
Well, there's still something inside there. You know, the microbiome that we're always talking about in our gut also exists throughout the entire mucosal surfaces of the body, which includes the opening of the nose, back through the nasal pharynx, back into the back of the throat, and down the esophagus. And depending on what kind of a microbiome population is in there, something is causing a continual, ongoing trigger, allergic reaction to something that he might irritate by just one or two sneezes, and it takes a few more to calm it down. Hmm. That's one thing. Another thing is, that just may be normal for him, because there are people who need more than just one sneeze. They'll sneeze two or three times. Five, I admit, is a little excessive.
But you're about 14, the 14 times. That's what started the conversation last week when we were doing DJV Health, my sneezing.
Yeah, well, now you're out there on a farm. Do you have exposed soil?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As the seasons change, the mold levels change. So the other kinds of bacterial elements that are involved in the soil, those that have been dormant during the winter become more active when the temperatures warm up and there's more moisture present, and you're going to get a blast into your nose every time you breathe. We have this idea that viruses are these little black, little tiny, hairy, little bug-looking, spidery things hanging around the corners waiting to jump on us or spread from somebody's mask to us. when we're moving through an ocean of these characters constantly. You can't separate yourself from viruses any more than you can separate the ocean from the fish that live inside of it. There are estimates of...
In other words, you really liked hearing us talk about the MIT study.
Well, I have a year of radio shows on this very subject at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This has been utter nonsense, and I'm glad somebody with some authority, other than this guy from Salt Lake City, and a mess of virologists and epidemiologists around this country who have been deplatformed because they have been saying this for months. So it's nice that MIT... let's see if they deplatform MIT.
They've been dismissed, in fact. And so, because they went against the ruling entourage.
Well, it's when politics takes over health care. This is what you end up with.
Yeah, well, when politics takes over lots of different things. You know, the whole business about not using, and I know that you're pretty apolitical, actually, and the fact that when Trump was using that stuff that I never can pronounce right, and the
hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, that too. And
all the doctors have been sanctioned because of it.
Yeah, right.
Doctors have been sanctioned everywhere because they were pushing this stuff.
It's the power of the drug. You know, it's becoming almost trite to say it, but the power the drug companies have over our lives now, and what you get from a doctor who's just going to prescribe you with something or other that'll deal with it because we have quote-unquote drugs for that. You cannot turn on a popular television program, daytime or nighttime, and not see a spot, at least one drug ad in every spot break. Every single show, no matter where it is, no matter what time it's on. And that really tells you how much money there is in all of this stuff, as much as anything else.
Well, and now, finally, the NIH has come out and said they're going to finally study the allergic reactions to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Over 70,000 adverse reactions reported to the CDC, and not one word of it anywhere coast to coast in this country outside of CDC reporting.
Well, the personal experiences, as a matter of fact, Victoria just got off of 3 days after her second shot of being sick. After 10 years, but it does, everybody says, it kicks in your...
I had an allergic reaction, though. I just had the flu-like symptoms that they claim that's what you're supposed to have. But I didn't have, like, any rash or anaphylaxis or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I already had enough misery. I don't need anything else.
Well, it's about sneezing you have to listen to every morning.
Yes.
That's bad enough.
Right. All right, well, we've taken care of the sneezing thing. Anyway, if you want to get the backside of that, you can listen to the most recent podcast that we have, Jackass 2, one at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and the other one is at DJVHealthShow.com. Get them wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.